If we could take our Bibles and open them to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 1. Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. It's been a joy to be at this conference. I'm kind of sad it's over. But the title of this final session that we're doing together this morning is called The Signs of the Times. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about the signs that will precede the return of Jesus Christ. And, you know, a lot of Christians sort of have this attitude that, oh, I don't care about signs, don't bother me with that. Well, I would suggest that if you have no interest in signs, that might be a good indicator of your walk with the Lord. I can't wait for the Lord to come back. I'm always interested in signs that will precede His return or accompany His return. You know, that would be like my wife. You know, I leave to go to Australia and, you know, my wife wants to know when I'm going to be back, when's the plane coming, and those kinds of things. What if I walked out the door and she could care less when I'm returning? That would be kind of a time that we would seek marriage counseling, wouldn't it? And so if you're in a love relationship with the Lord, you automatically have an interest in the signs of the times. And the Bible has a great deal to say about the signs of the times. Notice what Jesus says in the scripture that we opened to. It says this in Matthew 16, "The Pharisees and the Sadducees came up testing Jesus, and they asked Him to show them a sign from heaven. But He replied to them, 'When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times?'" Red sky in the morning, what? Sailor take warning. He's saying, you know how to interpret meteorology. You know how to interpret, in the 21st century, the stock market. You know how to interpret interest rates. You know how to interpret the price of gold. You know how to interpret IRAs and retirement accounts. Why is it that you can't interpret the signs of the times? And the Bible says we ought to be interested in the signs of the times. Jesus said in Matthew 24:33, "So too, when you see all these things, recognize that it is right at the door." Hebrews 10:25 tells us to encourage one another as you see the day drawing near. Luke 21 verse 28 says, when these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. There are not just signs for the return of Christ, there were signs for the first coming of Christ. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law." And this is the cause of the rebuke of Jesus to the Pharisees, the religious leaders, for their ability to interpret the sky and the weather, but they could not recognize what was right there sitting under their nose, the Son of God, the very one that the Old Testament speaks of. Jesus was not just dropped into history at any old time. The stage was properly set for Him. And if that is true with the first coming of Christ, why wouldn't it be true with the second coming of Christ? So the model that we like to follow is this. The world today is being set up sort of like a chessboard, if you will. You can't have a chess game until somebody takes the game board out and puts it on the table and assembles the pieces in the right positions and the players take their seats. Only when that happens can a chess game begin. In the same way, the world today is being set up much like a chessboard for the end time drama. Now, what we believe is in the doctrine of the pre-tribulational rapture of the church. Amen? And if you don't believe in that doctrine, I always say don't worry about it. We will explain it all to you on the way up. But we believe that the rapture precedes the 7-year tribulation period. The rapture is a signless event. It could happen at any moment. The tribulation period, though, is a little bit different. The stage has to be set for the tribulation period. And I believe that what we are seeing today are signs for the setting of the stage of the 7-year tribulation period, which to my mind means the rapture of the church, which precedes the tribulation period, cannot be far away. Now, I'm not a date setter nor the son of a date setter, but I happen to believe in my heart of hearts that the rapture is very, very near, because I see the signs all around me for the stage being set for the 7-year period that will follow the rapture, the 7-year tribulation period itself. Now, there are so many signs we could talk about today that if we went into all of them, I'd miss my flight back to the USA, which is tomorrow, and I don't want to keep you here all night. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to focus on 7 categories of signs. Signs related to Israel, signs related to international politics, signs related to economics, technology, spirituality, society, and also, we'll close on a happier note, a revival is one of the signs of the study of end times prophecy. So that's the direction we're going, keeping in mind that the Lord is setting the stage for the soon return of His Son, setting the stage for the tribulation period, meaning that the rapture can't be far away. Well, first of all, let's talk about the nation of Israel for just a moment. Most people consider the nation of Israel as the super sign, if you will, of the last days. For one thing, we have Israel's political rebirth. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27 says this, "And he," that's the Antichrist, "will make a firm covenant with the many," that's Israel, "for 1 week." The peace treaty between the Antichrist and Israel starts the tribulation period. Now, how can that occur unless you have an Israel in unbelief? You have to have a nation of Israel in unbelief dwelling in the promised land, don't you? As stage setting for that particular prophecy to be fulfilled. Here's a little map there of the, or a chart, if you will, of the 7-year tribulation period. The prophet Ezekiel in chapter 36, verses 24 through 28 says of the Jews in the last days that God will gather them from all the lands and bring them into their own land. "Then I will sprinkle clean water upon them and put a new spirit within." Ezekiel 37 says virtually the same thing with the Valley of the Dry Bones, the skeleton of bones that is assembled, forming a body. Ezekiel 37, around verse 8, says, "But there was no breath in them. So I prophesied as He commanded me, and breath came into them, and they came to life." These bones are who? The whole house of Israel. I would venture to say that we are already seeing the initial parts of this prophecy being fulfilled. The skeleton is assembling. The Jews have been called from the four corners of the earth back into their own land. We're just waiting for the regeneration of Israel, which takes place during the tribulation period itself. So Israel is what I would call a super sign of the last days. John Walvoord, the great prophecy scholar, says of the peculiar phenomenon which characterizes the present generation, "Few events claim equal significance as far as biblical prophecy is concerned with that of the return of Israel to their land. It constitutes" what? "Preparation for the end of the age, the setting for the coming of the Lord for the church, and the fulfillment of Israel's prophetic destiny." One of the questions I asked yesterday in the conference is, how many Jebusites do you know? How many Amalekites do you know? How many Amorites do you know? These are all people mentioned in the Scripture, or people groups, right alongside Israel in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis. And all of these people groups disappeared. Sociologists tell us that when a people group is outside of its land for a few generations, it assimilates into the host culture. It loses its cult. They lose their cultural identity. And here we have the Jews that have been outside their land for 2,000 years. They return into that same land with their language intact, speaking Hebrew, their religion intact, their culture intact. And if that is not a sign from God, I really don't know what one looks like.